Lent, Week 5, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God, high throned above, we, with many generations, join to praise your name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. The Lord will protect the rights of the oppressed. Psalm 9. Lord, why do you stand far off and hide yourself in times of distress? The poor man is devoured by the pride of the wicked. He is caught in the schemes that others have made. For the wicked man boasts of his heart's desires, the covetous blasphemes and spurns the Lord. In his pride the wicked says, he will not punish. There is no God. Such are his thoughts. His path is ever untroubled. Your judgment is far from his mind. His enemies he regards with contempt. He thinks, never shall I falter. Misfortune shall never be my lot. His mouth is full of cursing, guile, oppression, mischief and deceit under his tongue. He lies in wait among the reeds, the innocent he murders in secret. His eyes are on the watch for the helpless man. He lurks in hiding like a lion in his lair. He lurks in hiding to seize the poor. He seizes the poor man and drags him away. He crouches, preparing to spring, and the helpless fall beneath his strength. He thinks in his heart, God forgets. He hides his face. He does not see. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will protect the rights of the oppressed. Lord, you have seen our trouble and sorrow. Psalm 9 continued. Arise then, Lord, lift up your hand. O God, do not forget the poor. Why should the wicked spurn the Lord and think in his heart he will not punish? But you have seen the trouble and sorrow. You note it. You take it in hand. The helpless trusts himself to you, for you are the helper of the orphan. Break the power of the wicked and the sinner. Punish his wickedness till nothing remains. The Lord is king for ever and ever. The heathen shall perish from the land he rules. Lord, you hear the prayer of the poor. You strengthen their hearts. You turn your ear to protect the rights of the orphan and oppressed, so that mortal man may strike terror no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you have seen our trouble and sorrow. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, 7 times refined. Psalm 11. Help, O Lord, for good men have vanished. Truth has gone from the sons of men. Falsehood they speak one to another, with lying lips, with a false heart. May the Lord destroy all lying lips, the tongues that speak high-sounding words, those who say, our tongue is our strength, our lips are our own, who is our master? For the poor who are oppressed and the needy who groan, I myself will arise, says the Lord. I will grant them the salvation for which they thirst. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. It is you, O Lord, who will take us in your care and protect us for ever from this generation. See how the wicked prowl on every side, while the worthless are prized highly by the sons of men. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined.
Behold, now is the favourable time. This is the day of salvation. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 3. That is why you who are holy brothers and have had the same heavenly call should turn your minds to Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our religion. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just like Moses, who stayed faithful in all his house. But he has been found to deserve a greater glory than Moses. It is the difference between the honour given to the man that built the house and to the house itself. Every house is built by someone, of course, but God built everything that exists. It is true that Moses was faithful in the house of God as a servant, acting as witness to the things which were to be divulged later. But Christ was faithful as a son and as the master in the house. And we are his house as long as we cling to our hope with the confidence that we glory in. The Holy Spirit says, if only you would listen to him today, do not harden your hearts as happened in the rebellion, on the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your ancestors challenged me and tested me, though they had seen what I could do for 40 years. That was why I was angry with that generation and said, how unreliable these people who refused to grasp my ways. And so, in anger, I swore that not one would reach the place of rest I had for them. Take care, brothers, that there is not in any one of your community a wicked mind so unbelieving as to turn away from the living God. Every day, as long as this today lasts, keep encouraging one another, so that none of you is hardened by the lure of sin, because we shall remain co-heirs with Christ only if we keep a grasp on our first confidence right to the end. In this saying, if only you would listen to him today, do not harden your hearts as happened in the rebellion, those who rebelled after they had listened were all the people who were brought out of Egypt by Moses. And those who made God angry for 40 years were the ones who sinned, and whose dead bodies were left lying in the wilderness. Those that he swore would never reach the place of rest he had for them were those who had been disobedient. We see then that it was because they were unfaithful that they were not able to reach it. Responsory from Hebrews 3. Christ is faithful as the Son in charge of God's house, and we are his house. In him the whole building is bonded together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, and we are his house. A reading from the sermons of Pope St. Leo the Great, Sermon 8 on the Passion. Let our understanding, enlightened by the Spirit of Truth, take in with a pure and free spirit the glory of the cross which shines on heaven and earth. Let it see with inner vision what the Lord meant when he spoke of his impending passion, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified," and later, "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour." No, for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your Son. And when the voice of the Father had spoken from heaven, "I have glorified him, and I will glorify him again," Jesus said in reply to the bystanders, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of the world, now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself." O wonderful power of the cross! O indescribable glory of the Passion! There is the tribunal of the Lord, and the judgment of the world, and the power of the Crucified One. Lord, you drew all things to yourself, so that all nations everywhere in their dedication to you might celebrate in a full, clear, sacramental rite what was done only in the Jewish temple and in signs and shadows. Now the order of the Levites is more glorious, the dignity of the elders more exalted, and the anointing of the priests more holy. For your cross is the source of all blessings, the cause of all graces. Through it, those who believe receive strength from weakness, glory from shame, life from death. Now too, the diversity of the carnal sacrifices is ended, and the one offering of your body and blood consummates all the different victims, for you are the true Lamb of God, who take away the sins of the world. You bring all the mysteries to accomplishment in yourself, so that as for all victims there is now one sacrifice, so there may be one kingdom of all people. So, dearly beloved, let us acclaim what the blessed teacher of the Gentiles, the Apostle Paul, gloriously acclaimed. "The word is sure and worthy of all belief. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners." All the more wonderful is the mercy of God towards us, because Christ died not for the just or the holy, but for the wicked and the impious. And though the divine nature could not admit the sting of death, by being born from us, he took what he could offer for us. In the past, he threatened our death with the power of his death, speaking through the prophet Osi, "Death, I shall be your death. Sheol, I shall be your bite." For by dying he submitted to the laws of the underworld, but by rising again he destroyed their power, and so he broke the uninterrupted sequence of death and made temporary what was eternal. For as all die in Adam, so all shall live in Christ. Responsory from Colossians 2. Christ has done away with every record of the debt that we had to pay by nailing it to the cross. On that cross he despoiled the cosmic powers and authorities and boldly made a spectacle of them, leading them as captives in his triumphal procession. When you have lifted up the Son of Man on the cross, you will know that I am he. On that cross he despoiled the cosmic powers and authorities and boldly made a spectacle of them, leading them as captives in his triumphal procession. Let us pray. May your people, Lord, persevere in obedience to your will, so that through this obedience your church in our time may grow in grace and increase in numbers.
We make our prayer for our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.